Just wanted to give you a very brief update on what we are doing to react to the passage of Senate Bill 137, which removed the minimum age for mentored hunting opportunities. You know, for years and years, we rolled along with a 10-year-old minimum to participate in that season. And this last legislative season, minimum age requirement was removed. Certainly wasn't a unanimous decision. There was a lot of talk about, you know, what are we going to do when we have 3-year-olds out there, or 5-year-olds, or 7-year-olds, whatever number you wanted to pick and make that your target. But nonetheless, the legislation did pass, and because of that, you know, we feel like it's our responsibility as a department to get some things out there, get some education, get some information out there to help parents or guardians make good decisions with regard to mentored hunting. So what we've done or are in the process of doing is our communications team and our education team have gotten together. They've identified a bunch of resources, whether they be articles from different places, videos, some the Ten Commandments of mentored hunting. We're putting that all up on our website, and we want to be able to provide that information for people to help make a decision on when their youngsters are ready to go hunting, how to set themselves up so they can have a successful mentored experience. We want to talk a little bit about managing the ethics and the expectations of that first hunt, and we also want to talk about some equipment stuff. And, you know, we're not going to be able to do the deep dive education with this information, but we want to be able to get something out there that is going to be a resource so that individuals can make their own decisions. That was the whole intent of this legislation. But we want to make sure that they understand that not every 7-year-old is maybe ready to go hunting. Maybe not every 10-year-old is ready to go hunting. But it's up to the parent, and we want to be able to provide that information. We should have those updates done in the next week, it sounds like, and that's with the information that we have discovered so far. But we will continue to look for those different information items, and if we find the right resource, we will make sure to have that on our website. The other thing that we've talked about doing is potentially offering some classes at the outdoor campus. If we've got some interest from parents that would like to learn a little bit more about how-tos of mentored hunting or just taking youth hunting, we think we can offer some of those kinds of opportunities too. But we'll see what kind of demand there is, and if we find enough demand, then we'll certainly move ahead with that program as well. So just want to let you know that we are reacting.
All right. The sole intent of Senate Bill 137 was to just take that age limitation off.
Took that minimum age of 10 off of the mentored hunting, yes. So, Mr. Chairman, if I may, can we move on with the action sheet or
sure.
More questions for Scott?
I see none.
Okay, so we'll just move into the action sheet number 12, their application for license, and this is in relation to the mentored youth big game licenses that we have in rule. And essentially, I guess I would classify this as a cleanup. As Scott just described to you, the passage of 137 and taking off that minimum age, in statute, it specifically states the ages that are eligible for the mentored. And so you see that just language that is stricken there in that rule. Essentially, it's a cleanup so that this conforms to what has been passed in state statute.
Sounds good. Is there a motion? Okay, I'll take Russ and seconded by Marianne. Okay, all in any other discussion? All in favor would say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed is approved.
Okay.
Hunting party size.